Right across CQ and Triple M, it's Anthony and Pinky for breakfast.
Today, I celebrate a milestone of being sober for 2 years. So to talk more about that journey and our relationship with alcohol in general, we have Nicole Lee, the CEO of Hello Sunday Morning, joining us. Good morning.
Morning, Pinky. Congratulations on the 2 year milestone. That's amazing.
Yeah. Hello, Tuesday morning.
Yeah, indeed.
I really enjoy counting the days, actually, and getting to these moments. I think, like anything, when we're counting along to milestones, it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, and we do know, actually, that just tracking how you're going is a really good motivator for people who are trying to make changes, and it really helps them along. So, great strategy.
What are some of the benefits you see? I remember there was an old smoking ad. It was like after 72 hours, your body will do this.
Starts healing.
Do you know sort of the timeline for the benefits when you stop drinking?
Yeah, there's definite benefits right from the beginning and continuing in, you know, months and years later. So we know, like, immediately what people often report is that their sleep is a lot better. Particularly, and we're all kind of a bit sleep deprived these days, and so that really helps, because alcohol really disrupts brain activity, and so it makes sleep much more difficult. Even though it's a bit of a downer and it might make you feel like you're getting to sleep quicker, it disrupts the REM sleep. Other people say, like, really early on, they really notice a lot of weight loss, and you kind of have to be careful not to kind of overeat in compensation for not drinking anymore. But if you can maintain your diet and you cut out the calories of booze, you can lose quite a lot of weight. And people just feel, like, really early on in the first month, they feel just generally better. They look better. Their skin looks better. They feel just more energy. And then as time goes on, we know that there's a reduced risk of a whole range of diseases and accidents and all sorts of things like that as well.
Self-assessment is something you can do on your website. It was really great to go through that. I went and did it this morning, reflecting back to when I was drinking a couple of years ago. I found it really holistic. So it starts with how often you drink, your relationship with alcohol, and then how you feel emotionally after drinking as well. So Anthony and I both went through it this morning, and I thought that process was fantastic. Like, it's definitely worth anybody jumping on board to check that out.
Yeah, and it doesn't, I mean, it takes a few minutes, and it just gives you a kind of sense check of where you're at. And that can help, you know, set goals and, you know, think about what you're going to do. And it's on our website. If you hop on the one on our website, it's absolutely free. And we don't record anything. You can do it however many times you like and just mess around with it a bit. So even if you're just a little bit curious, it's a good thing to check out. And we use an alcohol measure, but we also use a wellbeing measure, as you said, because those two things are so interlinked together. Yeah. Our mental health and our well-being is really linked closely to how much we drink.
What tips do you have for someone who's in the contemplation stage of quitting? Because when I did the self-assessment, that's where it landed for me. But every time I get to the weekend and, you know, the sun comes out, you're out with friends, honestly, I crave a drink as much as someone might crave a coffee in the morning before work. You're like, oh, it's the weekend, I may as well.
Yeah, but you don't want it in the morning. Let's just clarify.
No, yes, yeah, just to clarify.
Yeah. But you mean on the weekend you want to have a drink and have fun.
Yeah, it's almost as addictive as coffee, but no one advertises it as addictive.
Yeah, and there's kind of two components to that. If you drink every day, you probably are, like, actually physically dependent. But even if you don't drink every day, there's a kind of habitual aspect to it, and you get to the weekend and you just kind of get a little bit triggered because you kind of get a little craving, because that's what you normally do. You have a drink on the weekend, and, you know, I sometimes on a Thursday or Friday, because if I have a drink, which is not too often, but when I have a drink, it'll be on a Thursday or Friday. Sometimes if I had a biggest busy week and I get to a Thursday or Friday, I go, oh, I might just like a little gin and tonic, because. But that's just because it's that's the day that I would normally habit, for sure. So there is a little bit of habit in there.
Yeah.
And if you're in the contemplation stage, which is a stage where you just kind of, we call it fence sitting. So you're just not sure whether you want to quit or make some changes, or you want to keep going how you are. One of the really helpful things is to really think deeply about why you're thinking about making changes, and think forward to some of the benefits that you might experience over the first couple of months.
Yeah, that's a good point.
A fun fact I want to add in is that the World Health Organization has said that there is no safe amount that does not affect health when it comes to alcohol consumption. I put that out there because there's a lot of health information that you can read about linked up with alcohol. But I really love that you've put that link very clearly on the website about our emotional well-being and our consumption, because it even had a little tidbit on there that said it's normal to experience some mood issues, stress and anxiety when drinking alcohol regularly. So it's kind of like you can kind of create this cycle of increasing those not so fun moods because of the alcohol, even though we also can reach for it because we are feeling that mood. And it's like, oh, have a wine. You've had a stressful day. But it creates a bit of a monster.
That's a negative feedback
loop. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it's exactly what happens. And you often don't realise that that's happening until you actually take a break.
Yeah.
And then you can see, look back and see what that pattern was.
Yeah, and it's not helpful.
No, and it's, you know what else? If the World Health, I'm sure the World Health Organization says no amount of smoking is good for you, yet that is heavily taxed and like stigmatized and everything, but alcohol's almost encouraged everywhere you go.
Yeah, we've got a really big drinking culture in Australia, and particularly a binge drinking culture. So, you nearly cannot go anywhere without there being alcohol available. Even like school events and places where you think that's probably not the most appropriate place to be drinking, you will find alcohol. And people, some of the people that use our services find that when they try and make any changes, they don't even have to be trying to quit, but just kind of cut back or take a little break for a month or two, they find it really hard because people think they're weird, or they start saying things like, we'll see you when you start drinking again. Or So it makes it really hard. So it's why it's really important to have a community around you that's supporting you, whether they're drinking or not. Have people who are on your side and your cheer squad when you're trying to make changes.
HelloSundayMorning.org if you'd like to do the self-assessment and for some more information on what we've been chatting about. Nicole Lee, the CEO of Hello Sunday Morning, can't thank you enough for being on the show today.
Thanks so much to you both.